For almost 6 years, I've had the privilege of writing the column on architecture for IEEE software. In those 6 years, I've covered a variety of topics, from conducting archaeological digs on software-intensive systems, to exploring the economics of software, to the morality of software, to issues of organizational architecture. My work on the Handbook of Software Architecture continues, but now I'm transitioning my primary work, and as a result, this work on this column changes as well. As such, we've retitled this column from On Architecture to On Computing. There is no doubt that computing has played a fundamental role in the advancement of the human spirit, encompassing war, commerce, the arts, science, society, and faith. Computing causes us to consider the very meaning of self and sentience. The impact of computing on humanity is therefore a clear and present reality, and as such, it compels me to tell the story of computing now to the public so that we may help intentionally shape the future of computing rather than be passively shaped by it. It's my observation that an informed and educated populace is far more able to reconcile its past, reason about its present, and intentionally create its future. I'm an insider to computing, and yet much of the world who uses the technology that you and I create do not see the technology we provide. It is largely invisible to them, and yet it has transformed their lives. To that end, for the last 4 years, I've been developing a transmedia series for broadcast on public television in conjunction with the Computer History Museum in Mountain View, California. This is a transmedia project, meaning that will be meant for public broadcast in a multiple-hour format, as well as book and ebook and apps. Our intent is to engage audiences of all ages in the story of the technology that has changed our civilization. This story of computing, as we know as insiders, is the story of humanity. It's a story of ambition, invention, creativity, vision, avarice, and serendipity, all powered by a refusal to accept the limits of our bodies and our minds. We're working very closely with public television to bring this series to the marketplace sometime in the next few years. And right now, as we do this transition to this column, we're in the process of our pre-production. We formed our advisory board, including luminaries such as Vint Cerf, Tim O'Reilly, Dr. Murray Shaw, some of the world's leading historians on computing, including Dag Spicer and Martin Campbell Kelly. We are doing a series of lectures in conjunction with the work as part of the preparation for the broadcast itself, and you'll see those available on our website associated with the series, computingthehumanexperience.com. This column now, On Computing, will allow me to explore some of the topics that we'll be addressing to the public, but with an insider's bent. And to that end, I seek your feedback on the stories I'm telling, the stories you believe I should tell, the stories that are undertold in our community that you believe that the public should hear about. This is an amazing journey that we're on. It's sort of a very different direction for where my technology and my work has been. But because this is a global story, we're intending to reach a global audience, and we expect to touch an audience in potentially the multiple millions. We're trying to reach three primary audiences: the intellectually curious general public, who are attracted to an exploration of computing's past and present and its implications to the future. We especially want to touch upon today's youth, inspiring them to understand and pursue computing for their future. And finally, I do want to address you, the insiders of the world of computing, in celebration of you who have shaped the past and continue to shape the future. In this column, I invite you to join this journey as we continue on with production of the series and eventually open the curtain on computing to the general public. Thank you so much.